Okay.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How exciting. Here it is, Monday again.
Wow. And, yeah, that most powerful women in
network
marketing.
Yeah, so we were just talking before we started this recording that Ruth Lowe had got on the live streaming for that event, and she brought us on to some of them, and just so much good information. They were very action-oriented, I mean, proactive, I mean, tips, and they spoke on the different aspects of the seven steps in the GoPro, you know, how to invite, how to follow up and nurture people, how to nurture the relationships, how to you know, do appointments, how to start people right. I mean, they went through each one of the steps, how to promote big events. And just so much great information. And so Ruth and I will be getting together to set up some, I think we'll do one per week to go over the information. So great.
Set up some what? Zoominars.
Some Zoominars so that you can see it. So this morning, you guys, I hope you got the email that we sent out. We're going to have two sections. One is you guys can share a win from this past week, and then goals and action plans for this week. And I think we need to start talking again about either sending in your numbers on Sunday night, the night before, like, you know, your goal. To add numbers and names to your list, the number of invites that you will make this week or the ones that you made last week, a number of appointments, number of presentations, a number of follow-ups, and then the customers and consultants that you intend to have come as a result of your activities, because it just helps us keep on track. I know, Gloria, would you like to say anything about that? Because you texted us a couple times some of your thoughts on that.
Yeah, my thought was when I was doing my taxes and I go through my daytimer pages for things like mileage and such, and I realized I was putting check marks at the top of the page for follow-up and reporting that, and I was being accountable to Patricia Van Gilder with numbers and accountable to you on Sunday nights, and my numbers were better, flat out better, when I recorded them. So I intend to pick that habit back up again.
So, yeah, so thank you for that. You know, I think all of us, we've heard it over and over again, but when performance is measured, performance improves, and when it's measured and fed back, you know, like on these team calls and with mentors, it really improves. And so, yeah, it's just so easy to let life slide by. I know it is for me. And so it just helps us keep on track. So our big win for this last week is we got a new customer, and then we were on the call with Ruth Lowe with some of these top women in network marketing, and it just raised my vision again. And Jack was on it too, because how much percentage? I think like 80% of network marketers are women, and I know our team is mostly women. So Jack was on, and
it took Karen a while. She kept saying, "Come over here, come over here."
But once he came, he was hooked.
It was fabulous, guys. I mean, it was fabulous. So we're gonna have fun sharing that with you.
And so let's go ahead and get started. Sharing a win from this past week or anything you'd like to from this past week, and then share some of your, you know, your goals and action, what you would like to accomplish this week and how you're going to do it.
Okay, and we'll start out with Nancy Clyde.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Yeah, I am up and ready to go this morning. I picked my win. There were many this last week, but the one that stands out is what happened last night. We were at our small group, our home group. It's a group of seven couples who get together from church. And anyway, they've just not been real receptive. They've used some things. One of them swears by magnets behind her ears. for her vertigo, and another one wears this power chip in her pockets of her pants to help her hips, and they're going, yeah, this really works, but they don't share anything. You know, they really don't get out there. So I had printed up flyers for this Thursday is my energy night at the library, and I had gotten a lot of interest over the past 2-3 weeks of people, so this week I will be following up with all those people and reminding them that it's coming up. But last night I had sent the YouTube video of the Fox broadcast, and I think I have known about it for years and have used it before, but y'all mentioned it, I think, recently. Or no, I know. It was Dr. Ash on Stump the Dog Saturday reminded me. And one of the husbands in this group last night had had, blood clots. It's amazing. The doctor said, 5% of people live through such an assault on their body and health. But he has come through it and is doing very, very well. He's talking about, in that video, blood thinners and the magnets, et cetera. And so he is very, very interested in checking all this out and the sleep system and all of that. So that was a huge win because it really impacts all 14 of us in that group. And they all wanted me to email them the flyer, and the husband and wife want to come Thursday night also. So perhaps their minds are open now, more so, and they will open their mouths and tell other people. But that's the win. But it really is following up this week, following up with people, getting flyers out. I'll put something on Facebook if I can figure that out. And I guess that's it.
Okay. And why maybe everybody mention, are you going to Orlando, and how many people are you going to bring with you?
Oh, yes, I am going. David will not be able to go. Debbie Chancellor just told me she can't go. I am so disappointed. And Terry and Michelle are going. But, no, that is a number yet to be determined. So I have two
All right.
with me, but that's it for so far.
Well, we are I'm going to go, and our goal is to have 50 people there. So
and six legs.
And six legs. So let's set big, hairy, audacious goals to get somebody there if we can.
Yeah, we can mastermind. Hopefully we'll have a little bit of time, you know, mastermind. Just ideas of how we can all, encourage more people, both from our team and guests, and, maybe use Facebook and have more people there. Thank you, Nancy. I love what you said, the video, the Fox broadcast video. I heard Dr. Ash talking about that. How do you get that?
It's on a YouTube.
You just go to YouTube, and the words are Magnetic Heart Health and Much More. That's the title of it.
Okay. And you know what's so powerful is,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Is that you used a tool. You know, you've talked to these people, they're your friends, and, you know, it just hasn't, you know, they just haven't caught it. But having that third-party tool, and all of a sudden, you know, hearing somebody else talking about a problem that they might be having themselves and a solution that might help them, you know, their interest. I mean, it caught their interest. And so, you know, third-party tools are powerful. So,
well, also yep. Something else I discovered, and maybe you guys have known this and I didn't. I was just sitting there Saturday, Sunday, and I was on the computer, and I thought, I still need to learn more about the Mind McKen site, and it's always evolving. And I clicked on business, whatever it is, next to information. It's basically, you know, all the support for doing it as a business. And you scroll down, and it has catalog, U.S. and Canada. You click on that, and it's right there, and it has a little word up in the right-hand corner, and it says share. And you click that, and that whole beautiful catalog can be sent to anyone. It is amazing.
Oh, fabulous.
Whoa, thank you for that. Woohoo! Great tips this morning, Nancy.
Yeah, I was used to going to the library or something.
But that makes it much faster. Yes.
No, it's much simpler, and you can enlarge it so it's on the whole screen of the the computer and everything. It's, I mean, my mind just exploded, and I thought, who's known about this and not told us? I need help. This is wonderful.
All right. Fabulous.
There you go.
Good girl exploring the website. Yeah. Oh, wow. Awesome.
Okay, Vivian and Paul, what would you like to
say? Hi. Well, we had a good week as far as sharing NECAN. We had three different people that had never heard of it that were over at the house. One of them I gave a roll-up to. She was real impressed. She's going to bring her husband. And the other gentleman was, he brought his girlfriend who had never heard of it before either. Anyway, we had a really good week in that, so we're following up this week. And I'm so excited about what Nancy said about the catalog. And as far as Orlando, I think Janet might go. I'm hoping we came back in January with nobody here, so we're growing slowly, and we hope we'll have two more people on and ready to go to Orlando by April.
Woohoo! Fantastic. You know, and we'll talk about that hopefully a bit more here at the end, but, you know, it's having that, you know, you're going and you have the intention to bring people with you and you know, talking to people, sharing what could be the benefits for them. And you know, one of the things that's real powerful is, you know, doing three-way calls, like with anybody here that's on the team with us about what benefits they, you know, they could get from going to Orlando. And again, that just makes it, you know, it's a third party. It just gives it more, a little bit more validity than just you talking to them. And so we're all happy to do that. And I know everybody on this call is happy, you know, happy to do three ways to share the benefits of what, you know, why it's been important to us in our lives to go to the events and you know, how it could help them.
The most powerful women in network marketing, one of them, you know, Eric Worre is always focusing on that. Take people to big events.
Well, it was for Eric, maybe you've heard him before, but when he started in network marketing, he was young. He didn't have any influence. In fact, he'd had, I don't know, 18 different jobs or something. You know, he was kind of a, you know, didn't have credibility with people on building a business. And but he did love, it did work for him to promote events and bring people to events. And then because he says, you know, the events do the work of the energy, the enthusiasm, they meet the other people, they start seeing other people are doing it, they start thinking, well, if that person can do it, I can do it. And, you know, it's just infectious being at an event. And so he built his business from event to event. You know, if you have five people at, you know, like in Orlando, then you can have 10 in San Antonio in October, and then, you know, you could have maybe 15 or 20 in Orlando next, or maybe more, you know. But it just started growing for him that way. Each event, you know, encouraging people on your team to be there with people, to be there at a new rank, the recognition, and that's it just, you know, exploded his team. That's when he really took off, is when he started promoting the big events. And so, you know, it can work for all of us too.
Anyway, one of the gals there, I think Eric had challenged her and she to get 500 people or
something. Oh, no, you know, he has. Okay, so in the fall they had the GoPro Mastery, and we have attended that before, not live, but the virtual. And this one gal, she had 700 people.
Whoa.
On her team there. Oh my heavens.
This
last fall, I think they're like in October or two or something. Oh, I don't know, maybe November, December. Anyway, yeah, late in the year, last year. And anyway, she was the biggest promoter. She had 700 of her team there.
And they used to say that Team Diamond events, that if we had 100 people at an event, you know, our check would be da-da-da-da. I mean,
I kind of remember. I don't remember the number, but that you can kind of gauge by how many, you know, humans being more, how many people go to humans being more, and how many people go to the big event definitely has an impact on how much you'll earn. So,
all right.
Yay, Vivian and Paul. Woohoo. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you. Gloria shared, I guess.
Well, she
did
can share more. We
oh,
just asked her a question.
Okay. Yeah.
Gloria, it's your turn.
Hello again. Last week I was at an event on Tuesday night. That was a business to business expo. Met over 50 people, got at least half of their contact information and lots of interest. Had the waterfall on the table, did some strength tests, but more importantly for the people gathered watching the person who was taking the demo was doing the flex test with the Mag Duo, because when I get someone who's skeptical in front of me, I can easily say, you know, would you allow me to loosen up your back without touching you so you'll know the energy is doing the work. And it just works every time, and it just makes everybody then step up and want to know what you're doing. So I've got lots of follow-up for this week again. Worked on getting people to the launch here in Atlanta Friday night, Saturday night, and I've got so many people lined up now to hear Dave Johnson in May, because there's so much crazy construction going on in Atlanta. People just didn't want to get on the highways. It took me 2 hours to do a 40-minute ride to get there, and I went early, so I understand people's reluctance. Wish we had zoomed it out. But lots of people who will commit to be in my area in May 25th. It's the Thursday before Memorial Day weekend. If you have anybody in the area of the northwest corner of the state, I'm also looking at all the flyers, all the event flyers that are being posted online for these events around the country. You can check the event column on MyNeCan, but not everybody is remembering to put them there as well. So the Royal Alliance has been really good about putting them on their page. And so as I'm analyzing these flyers, I realize there are contacts that I have in other parts of the world that I can ask them the favor of passing this flyer through their social media and to their immediate contacts. Like I found the flyer for Tina's event in Montclair, New Jersey, and I looked it up. My brother lives 2 miles away, so he's going to help me promote that. I've already got my ticket and my room ready for Orlando. I had 7 people there last year, so at least 10 is my mark for this year, and I'm excited to be growing again.
Fabulous. That gave me goosebumps.
Hey, I love your idea about, you know, for these events, these launch events all across the U.S. and, of course, in Canada and all the other countries, too, but, you know, keep watching them as the new ones pop up. And just like, you know, you're saying, Gloria, if you know somebody in the area, of course, invite them. But even you went further is, you know, get them the flyer and ask them to promote it. Put it on their Facebook page.
That could be huge.
Get the news out. I mean, this information can change people's lives. And
I had one other thing, too. Of course, I have pages and pages of notes. We had Mike DiMuccio in town. Susan Carver surprised us on Saturday and brought her wit and wisdom, so she was with us. Peter Gibson and Isabel were at both events. They are back reengaged with NECAN and had new people there with them. Thanks to you, Gloria, I think. Well, Sherry Danzig spearheaded this weekend, and so we had we just had an awful lot of good energy there and a lot of good help. And Molly Simpson is now in town. She did the product demos, and she's amazing. But I wrote down one thing that, out of pages and pages of notes, that is an action item for me this week. Mike DiMuccio said, 5 years from now, what advice would I be giving me today? So we've heard... Mm-hmm. What do you want to have in 5 years? Where do you want to be in 5 years? This was a little different twist to it when he said, are you going to keep doing the same, or are you going to wake up and do something now about it? So I will be sitting at my desk later writing a letter to myself, and I will tuck it away like a time capsule, and it will be that feeling of the things that I have 5 years from now. It'll be the feeling of who I am 5 years from now, and it will be that feeling that will then drive my actions to be that in 5 years.
Wow, I love it. What a great exercise.
Yeah, we were on another mentoring call with Darren Hardy over the weekend, and Darren has interviewed all these amazing people. One of them was John Maxwell, and he asked John, you know, I don't remember the exact question. How did you plan to be where you are now? And John says, the focus was on improving and do something to improve every day. You know, like,
and amazing things will happen.
And amazing things will happen. You just don't know. So, that's awesome, Gloria. Carla Cook, you are next. What would you like to share?
Carla, are you there? Is your line open? You're open on our end.
Okay, well, maybe she can't talk right now. Becky Dragon.
Good morning, Becky. Are you there?
Can anybody hear us?
Maybe we disappeared.
Good morning.
Hey, there's our Becky. Good morning.
I had a cool referral this week from my BNI group. He had a school, you know, back from high school, a friend that did NECAN 15 years ago, and she is a nurse, and so she hasn't, you know, done anything with NECAN for many years, but she said she still tells people about the magnets. And she had apparently, I don't know if it was like on Facebook or how she put the word out, but she was trying to find a NECAN distributor, and she actually found somebody. I mean, somebody responded over in Mexico, and she was struggling with that relationship because of the distance and stuff. And so this guy in BNI gave me her name and number. We talked for about an hour. And so we're going to be getting together, and, you know, and I did come right out and tell her, because she doesn't know anything about NECAN at this point. I just encouraged her to be a customer. But, you know, with the intent of getting with her and helping her to see more down the line, because she didn't even know about water. And so, anyway, that is something that I'm going to be pursuing, as well as have it on my radar to maybe get with people that are doing dialysis. So that's,
yeah. And you know, so a third party for her is one, you know, is have her be on one of Dr. Ash's calls. That would probably just really, you know, fire her up, because her being a nurse and you know, Dr. Ash would be speaking her language, so that should be a good match.
Well, and Gary Lindner.
Or Gary Lindner, the self-care thing.
There's two events, two or three events coming up.
Oh, yeah, this week, the Zoom event in Irvine, and I sent the link. I mean, I sent the information out for that, but it's kind of sneaky. It's like a little flyer that Heather put together, and the link to get on it, it's just at the bottom. It's theroyalalliance.com/live, and it's at 7 p.m. Pacific time on March 8th. And that was kind of in the graphics on the left side of it. So I know several people had trouble figuring out,
you know, how to get on and when it was, because it's kind of in the graphics.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you, Becky.
Thank you.
Hey, Becky. Woohoo.
Okay. And we're asking, some of you guys came on a little bit later. Who's going to go to
Orlando. And I guess we should have, I thought we'd do it at the end, but I guess it's better just to do it all at once.
Yeah.
You know, so on my flyer, some real big focuses for us for this month of March is Orlando and entrepreneur clubs, you know, doing an entrepreneur club either as an A or a B. And so I was going to ask you guys to share the ones of you that have started ones, the ones, you know, tips and ideas, and all of us need to really make that happen this month.
So, Becky, you have a new prospect for your entrepreneurs club with your new your new person, your new referral.
Right. Again, I'm hoping with the dialysis, I'm visualizing a whole group, which would be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't talked to him, so I don't know how that's going to play out, but we are planning on going to Orlando. We have got our
fabulous. And so our goal is to have 50 people there.
So we need your guys' help, of course.
So,
and we're happy to do three ways with people. Like for you, Becky, I mean, Marilyn's not on this morning, but Marilyn's probably going to want to come, and maybe some of her new people, and maybe this nurse. And again, you know, let's do three ways with each other, because it's so much more powerful to help people understand the benefits that they could get by being there, by coming.
It's just a few weeks away, so.
I know, it'll be here soon, oh my goodness.
We need to get on it. Patricia Van Gilder, you are next.
Well, good morning, everybody. My wonderful win for the week is I am no longer coughing, and I can actually go out and talk to people. I have been sick, and I canceled appointments because of it, and, you know, thank goodness for NECAN and the products and the technologies we have to help us get over something. So I'm thrilled to be feeling normal. 3 days now, I feel almost like myself, 100%. So I'm excited. My goal this week is to get out and talk to the people that have outdoor activities type stores, bike shops, backpacking shops, specialty shops, running shoes, that type of thing, because we have had spring weather here, which has been real unusual for 3 weeks at least. We've got trees blooming that shouldn't be. So people are already thinking outdoors, so I'm getting a jump on that. In my recovery last week, I got my been talking about them. I finally got my postcards, and it's just something I can hand to people. I can hand to people and say, hey, you know, take a look at this and let me know if you know somebody, because I love this business of borrowing from everybody, and Gloria has done a fine job of showing us the questions. And so it's got 5 questions on the back about different things that kind of target different categories of our products. And I'm putting them in I'm putting them in everything. I have 250 of them. I'm putting them in bills I'm paying. I'm putting them in thank you cards. I'm putting them, I've got a friend with a shop. I'm going to put some in her shop, and because they're real colorful, and just get people to take a peek at it. That's what I'm excited about. Gloria and I have talked about doing we've got the paperwork, doing an entrepreneur club with each other, even simultaneously. And, so we've got that on the books. And my goal is to be in Orlando, with some new fresh people. And I've been dragging my feet a little bit on that because of a large landscape job in our day job business, but I don't think we'll be in it by April. So that's good. Delay is good on that. So I'm excited.
Okay. Good. Fabulous. Yay, Patricia.
Woo-hoo-hoo. Fantastic. I loved your postcard idea. And, you know, just getting it out, thank you cards at different shops. And, oh, my goodness, you might need to go get some more.
Yeah.
I think it's going to work great. I think it's going to be fantastic.
Bulletin boards, you know, put it on bulletin boards in grocery store, you know, or wherever people.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Thank you.
Yeah. Edwina, Siri, you are next. Good morning, good morning.
Oh, she's speaking. You must, I can see her. I can't hear her.
Keep trying, Edwina.
Keep talking because, yeah, it's making, it looks like you're talking, but for some reason we cannot hear you.
Does everybody else hear us?
Yes, we hear you, Jack.
Okay, thank you.
So
we just don't hear her. Check your mute.
Your mute button, if your phone's muted, or let's see, how do you, if she's muted this call, how do you unmute that? Like star six?
I would see it.
You would see it if she was muted.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. Even if she muted herself, it would show.
Hello?
Okay, well.
There she is!
Hello? Oh, my gosh. I'm telling you. I was making such great notes. Thank you, thank you, thank you, everybody. Patricia, Gloria, you're awesome to me. I'm getting together with those two persons that I was telling you about on Saturday tomorrow, and I just asked them to bring some people. And so I'm looking for new persons as well. I'm in Tampa, Florida. I am going to Orlando. I am just starting all over again, guys. I'm getting myself out there. I've changed my approach. It just seems like to me, or to my husband, everybody I meet, I'm asking them about who do they know that they could put me in touch with. And I just thought I would go kind of crazy there for a bit and see how that would work, just to change everything. So bottom line is I'm probably convincing my husband better that I'm going to be in this for the long haul. That's where I'm at.
Girl, we're in this for life. But yeah, another thing is, how do we run into that this weekend? But, you know, all of us need to be doing something. I mean, people that retire a lot of times, unless they just have a really strong hobby or a strong interest, a lot of people, they die pretty soon after they retire because they, you know, they just don't feel needed. They don't feel like they're doing something that's important. And you know, in NECAN, it's just more of a lifestyle. We never have to retire. So, yeah, Edwina, I love it.
That was probably Darren Hardy again. And you guys, keep your eyes open. Karen and Ruth Lowe were talking about this
most powerful women in network marketing. So yeah, we'll be sending out some information. We're going to be doing a Zoominar. Our goal is to do one once a week, so that you can also get the energy and the tips from these women. I mean, it was just so inspiring.
Wow.
That you know, because they shared, they're all mompreneurs. They all have kids, or some of them that were older, they had kids when they started, and they've got grandkids now. But, you know, they're the mom taxi. They're the, you know, they do everything like moms do. They have, you know, parents that maybe need to be taken care of. And still, they fit their network marketing business in there. And so many of them were earning six figures a year. And then they had seven figure. I mean, it's just so inspiring to see that, and when they share their stories, some of the things that they had to overcome, I mean, the divorces and the bankruptcies and the, you know, all the different things that happened in life, and still they had the, you know, they had that gumption to do it, and, you know, it rubs off, man, grit.
All right.
So awesome. Thank you, Edwina. And I think that everybody that's on the call this morning, a lot of our people had other things that they needed to do this morning, but I sure appreciate you being on. You know, this is the way we inspire each other. And I just have a quote I want to share. It's from Christopher Reeve. So many of our dreams at first seem impossible, like maybe earning $100,000 a year or, you know, six figures or high six figures. That then they seem improbable. And then when we summon the will, they soon become inevitable. So you guys, working together, light as a feather. we're going to do it. Yay, team.
I love and appreciate every one of you.
Thank you.
Your all lines are all open, so yay. Yay, team.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Jack and Karen.
Awesome.